So the area between the two sacs will have a little bit of liquid in it, right, Ion?
The tiny bit.
I'm just wondering, does that liquid carry a current?
Has an ohmage of 4.
Not much. So it's mainly that the attachment, what is it, like a little root? How wide is the attachment of the serous fibrous membrane of the pericardium to the heart that has this electrical conductivity?
It is less than 1.5 millimeters.
Tiny, tiny, but that doesn't matter.
And that's where the conductivity is emanating from.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a place of interfacing with non-physical or the subtle energies, whatever term you want to use, Ion? Is there an interface there where the 4 ohmage is?
It can.
Can be.
It can.
What other part of the cell does that gap, that interface, that place we're just describing, interact with?
The whole cardiovascular system. That's why we were trying to get you to thoracics, but we didn't get very far with that, did we?
Yeah, Karen, what's thoracics?
Well, the thoracics, do you mean the great blood vessels?
No, that relating to the thorax.
Yeah, the thoracic.
What's it say, the definition?
The chest, all your sternum area, thoracics, that area. The vertebrae that connects it to the ribs.
So the whole chestal area, that carries electromagnetic resonance.
And that's the answer to your question. It also controls the heart, but the heart's not that issue. It's that box that's holding it.
And that's called the thoracic area?
Yeah, it's just the chest. It's just the chest, Bob.
Yes.
Does that include the bones?
It is the bones.
That is the bones.
Oh, okay.
That's what Bethel and Gotti were saying in the Holy Heels. That's what they were explaining perfectly. So that these high-minded goobers can't even get it, but poor old Vestal Goodman got it, shared it to the end of time.
Did you say Gotti?
Vestal Goodman.
And Dottie Rambo.
Okay, so we've got the box hole and sort of as the battery of the electromagnetics of the heart. Is that what you're saying?
We don't hate that.
So this interface of the fibroserous membrane, the one, less than 1.5 millimeters, does that also trigger off the electromagnetics of the heartbeat?
No, that's not from there, no.
So this is a whole different system.
But doesn't that include the lungs, that area, Carol?
The chest has the lungs, yeah.
So is this where the lung is in parallel to the blood system, Ion?
It could be a connecting point, but it's not that thing.
It's not that same?
Thing.
Thing. So the lungs we leave out of this discussion.
The pulmonary you got to leave on the other side. That's just a function. John,
is there something about the lungs and the fact they deal with oxygen, which is used more in the fallen state? This whole thing about oxygen now, as we ascend, is diminishing. Is that makes the lungs a minor role because they deal with oxygen?
Correct. They're changing.
Okay. That's changing. But back to this. So when people talk about brokenhearted, all these words around the word heart, they're talking about this thoracic region. That's the area that's being affected and dealing as a broadcaster. Right, not the heart. So is that area an interface through the chakras with non-physical?
they can align.
But you say that all we are cells, and you go to non-physical, you go to other worlds through the cell. So the thoracic is too big of an apparatus for what I'm getting at. It's the cell where this interaction between the spiritual and the physical,
right,
to use those terms. That's right.
This house of flesh is but a prison. Bars of bones, oh my soul. But the doors of clay are going to open and release your, set your spirit free.
So we began, Carolyn, with Ion knocking, diminishing Christina's emphasis on the structure of the bones and the heart and the physical body. That's too big.
Yeah.
That's not where the interface happens.
Yeah.
But if you create this, what she calls tri-dimensional skeleton, bone and blood, and thoracic, that is the area in the body that interacts with the physical as a substitute for accuracy when you talk about the cells as being the interface, right? It's a secondary stopgap metaphor, the 3D part.
Right. So we've got, instead of just taking the heart as being isolated.
As our core,
then we have to bring in the hypothalamus, the lymph, the lipids. It's always got to be about everything, and then it boils down to everything is in the cell.
So the hypothalamus is closer to the functions of the interspatial, intertransdimensional function of the cell. The hypothalamus is closer to that than the heart, Ion.
It's more in the Croker quadrant.
The heart is, or the hypothalamus?
The hypothalamus.
Right, it's the Croker quadrant. It's still part of the flesh and bones box and prison, correct? The hypothalamus is within the prison limitation. That you're saying is... No? It's actually useful?
Maybe. You might get somewhere with it.
Does LSD activate the hypothalamus?
No, but it sparks your intuition aspect in your brain.
That's interesting. She makes a lot out of intuition as part of the heart. You're saying, no, it's the hypothalamus is where intuition happens. It's the hypothalamus is where the intuition... Yeah, see, So all the linking together of intuition, interface, mind-body split is communicated in the gap and interval. She's saying the heart is where that's happening. No, it's happening in the hypothalamus, Carolyn. So we could then use a lot of the descriptions that science is making about the heart and apply it to the hypothalamus.
But, Ion, the heart acts out some of what the hypothalamus triggers, correct?
It responds to instruction given, just like all your body.
It doesn't initiate, it responds.
That's right. And that's the autonomic responses that we try to get you to always.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, we got three autonomic systems. Remember them, Carolyn?
Sympathetic, parasympathetic, and what's the third one?
The one with the brain, the nervous system. Which of those three works more with the heart than with the hypothalamus?
Satellite squared, going into the astral body.
You know what that is, Carol? He's quoting the Croker quadrant, which is satellite squared, going into the Thompson quadrant. So that's pretty good. And Ion likes to say that everything ends up in the Thompson quadrant.
That's where you're going to end up. You have to.
Is it the way William Aaron Thompson describes his own quadrant, or other factors that Thompson's not considering?
No, our suffering can't. No. Next, you know, you'd be Jean Baudrillard. You'd be trying to get
Jean Baudrillard. Baudrillard's in the Croker quadrant.
No, it's not Jean. It's Jean.
Okay.
But now you have to divide technology in the chakras. So you have to connect the hypothalamus to the heart. That's how Croker tried to do it. And if you want to quote that, it'd be terribly silly to do, but it's what you laid out in your body, so we're applying it. Your third eye perception is clever, but it doesn't fit into the set body.
When you say Thompson quadrant, you're referring to how I use it, not the way Thompson uses it.
Well, correct. Yeah, we don't give those jacklegs any credit, Bob. They're not even around to tell you what the hell's going on.
That's true.
Next thing you know, we'll start worshiping dead people. How about them crackers?
So you say the gut system, that autonomic system, I don't know if it's parasympathetic or some other term, is more important than the nervous system to the brain. You know, you've mentioned mm-hmm. that, Ion.
Yes.
So, Carol, take those three systems and see what is the role of the hypothalamus, and because that's in the brain. Which autonomic system is the hypothalamus connected to?
All of them.
All of them? Is that true, Ion?
Every single one of them. It's one of the only places that everything is connected. You can have brains separated where it's not connected, but you can't have it without the hypothalamus.
So the hypothalamus, metaphorically, is the grand central station. It's the meeting point.
Oh, within that with the
wire whisk?
That's where the wire whisk comes out.
The grand central station.
Now, in Christina's book, she has a chart. She has Mobius strips, which could be whisks, but they're separated. She has many categories for each role. You can look at the book and see that chart, Ion. Are those categories needlessly complicating the role of the wire whisk with the thalamus? Looks like you're going to have to ask that one, Carol.
So the Mobius strips that she's drawn, she equates them with a lot of societal gestures rather than physiology.
And psychological states.
So has she missed the point of what the hypothalamus wire whisk is doing? I mean, she's leaving out other worlds, for example. And
no, she includes multidimensional realities, other worlds. That's what the heart is, the interface with other worlds.
Okay.
Is the hypothalamus the interface with other worlds, or is it mainly the cell, Ion?
Come and see if Ion is still here. Pretty cool, eh?
Yeah, this is very good. Yes, Ion has dropped off. We will continue this when Ion comes back. So I will unmute.
What's up?
Wow.
That's right.
Yes.
I want to hear
wow.
more of that.
More wow. Wow.
I didn't realize that was live. I thought it was a session you guys had.
We were having this session right in front of you. That's how we fight.
Yeah, you were.
When
that's,
we're talking to
cool.
Ion. Shut up, Bob.
Everybody likes that one. They like that idea.
You know, you'll know that I just totally rebel when Bob tells me to do something. That's all.
But that's not even relevant. We didn't do that. You saw the band. We played very well with Ion. You all noticed that, right?
Yes.
It's good to be able to tag team Ion.
That's right. That's right.
It's a great way to clear the air.
Is that Bart?
No, it's Yuri.
Clear the air of what? Of one person interrogating Ion?
The way you guys collaborated, where it was just you, Carolyn, and Ion, I saw that it was a great way to clear the air of the discussion before with everyone.
The point is that if Ion doesn't answer me, Carolyn can come in. If Ion doesn't answer Carolyn, I can come in. It goes back and forth. I never know why he answers and doesn't answer in different ways of stating it. Mm-hmm. I would say generally Ion does not refuse Carolyn, no matter what Carolyn says.
So what did we think of what we said?
I think that's awesome. Wait till they hear this. Their topic, Al de Kirchhoff and Christina's themes, spark this. This is what's really useful of what they wrote. This was a way of taking what many people link together. Ginny tends to do this, bring in soul, aura, heart, and link these things up like Al Ameda does, like Christina does. And we found out the mistake in that, or the limitations of that. And we actually found out biology that Carolyn didn't know before.
Ion said that you have to end up in the Thompson quadrant. How would you say that relates to the systems you were talking about, the biological systems?
Well, Thompson, I categorize him as the astral body. Definitely, Ion can be seen at the beginning as a channel phenomenon that comes out of the astral body. But we know that Ion is not limited to the astral body. But it seems that Ion's main job is to bring people back to their power through the spiritual or through the astral or images that those words don't relate to. So I have Krishnamurti and cosmic awareness in that quadrant. I don't know if that's what Ion means, but that's what I mean by the astral body quadrant. Ion seems to be from that area. I mean, that area says that our body, our 3D body, is not the whole story, that there's more than what you can see, and you can see that in the ratios that I have for William Irwin Thompson's quadrant, the oral versus the visual. So the idea that Ion's working basically with what we can't see, that's the Thompson quadrant. Probably Croker's is too involved in technology and the chip body.
And you said Croker going into the Thompson quadrant.
Yes, Croker deals with the Android meme and the Matrix. And that seems to be subsumed or obsolesced by what Ion can do. So Ion is not limited technology. The Thompson quadrant seems to emphasize the ancient wisdom that technologies is a mistake, that all technologies are in your own abilities, so you wouldn't go the techno route. We have a new situation where the techno route has created an interesting paradise of information for people.
Mm.
Now, Ion says that the cloud is not the chip body. So if the cloud's not the chip body technology, maybe it's in the Croker quadrant. It's a phenomenon created by a non-physical being creative. See, so that doesn't involve modern computers, which Ion is not impressed with. And the Croker quadrant deals with modern chip technology.
Ion's talking about the non-physical cloud.
Yes.
Yes. But it would include not your cliche images of non-physical. Our images of non-physical, Ion refutes all the time.
And our images were reflected in the writing of the woman you guys were critiquing.
Yeah, she's using astral body literature. I say the astral body is a corpus of literature and shamanistic, esoteric oral tradition passed down to the disciple. And that whole tradition,
right.
We call it mysticism or otherworldliness or oddness, depending where you're from. That is not what Ion can do. This is the first time humans have had non-physical to communicate with them. This is the stupendous fact of Ion that we can't get the New Agers to appreciate. We can't get anybody to appreciate, except for the 11 listeners we have here. So we're getting the astral body corrected by Ion, even though Ion says that Thompson quadrant is where you end up, but it would be a corrected Thompson quadrant.
Well, yes, and that's what makes the hypothalamus as considered as the grand central station of everything, of all the bodies.
Of the tri-dimensional 3D body, it's closer to what the cell actually does. We're only cells. We're not hypothalamus. We're not our lungs. We're not our heart. That is a body structure made by fallen humans. The cell is the closest, if you want to name it, in essence, that's what we are. So I was saying the hypothalamus is closer to the cell than the heart is. And I sort of agreed with that. But the hypothalamus is still a minor operation compared to the cell, right, Carol? Isn't that what he was saying? Yeah, she's saying yes.
So you wouldn't consider the hypothalamus being involved with the astral body or bringing in that non-physical astral body. That's at the cellular level.
Yes. He says you go through the cell to get to portals into other worlds. And Christina de Alameda thinks it is the heart. is the portal to multi-dimensions and all that people are hoping for to escape the prison of the flesh.
Bob, what would be an example of that going through your cells to get to other worlds?
Going somewheres and then not notice it and then seeing the number 22 in your clock, that's an example of you going to another world. That happens through the cell. You know how these numbers show up? And Einstein,
yeah.
Well, in my case, I don't know if it applies to other people, but in my case, when I see 22 or when people see 11:11 on their clock all the time, that's their way of noticing that they came back. And you've gone through a portal. Now, maybe you go to other worlds not just through the portal, but he said you go through portals, through portals through the cell. So I'm saying going to other worlds when you sleep goes through the cell. Because he did say recently on, I think it's the anthropomorphic physical recording, that we are just cells. If we're going to be named anything, that's all we are, is the cell. And that's why he calls himself Ion, because this is my present theory, that is the important part of the cell that we don't know much about. So Ion is going here to tell you what you are. And so he is Ion. He's emphasizing the ionic part of the cell.
Would you consider Ion the image of the electron disappearing an old a visual bias image, or is that...
Yeah. Any image is limited. What do you think, Carolyn? Do we keep the image of the cell? Doesn't the angel diagram show us what the cell really is?
I thought when we asked, did the Egyptians not know about the hypothalamus? And then he brought in that very interesting point. Well, we're talking about the ascended Egyptians who knew everything. So they knew exactly what was going on, even probably at the cellular level, but we didn't ask that.
No, ascended people knew. They know all this stuff.
But I hadn't thought of that.
Hadn't thought of what?
That the answer Zion was giving us was based on the ascended people knowing all these things, more so than the Chinese scholars and the Egyptian scholars.
Yeah, it's ascended knowledge, which is acultural. It's not any particular culture. Ascended person is not limited to culture.
Right.
You're looking at cultures as indication of ascension.
No, I'm just making a very simple point. You don't have to make much of it. Just that when we get answers from Ion, it is always from the ascended point of view, and that's where you can't find it historically.
Yeah,
and then we argue because, oh, we never heard of that, or I can't Google it. But then so much makes sense, you know, as you hear when we're speaking to Ion, it kind of flows, and you kind of have this knowing that, oh, my gosh, yeah, that's right. That's it.
That's all you need to know.
What? What was said?
That you know.
Well, you've had us on mute for the last 9 hours, so... Don't
no, I've been on mute for 4 minutes. I just checked 4 minutes ago, and you weren't there. Now you're here, okay? So don't complain. What is this about? You said we need to know what? That we know?
That you know.
And talking about Egyptian culture, Carolyn, saying there's different cultures, the Chinese, Egyptians, the Mexicans, the Toltec, or whatever. That's social mortar knowledge, correct? That's not ascension knowledge. Is that what you're saying?
That's right, that's right. But from an ascended state, it makes a very different prolific knowing of what to do, like the Egyptians and the Aztecs and all of them in you.
So ascended people do not hang out in groups and cultures, correct?
Typically, no.
But they will engage cultures like Thoth did and maybe enjoy some of the cultural communications, right? Like you enjoy different, you like Yo Gotti. You like Yo Gotti.
But most of them end up like Thoreau and go live in the woods.
If they engage with the culture too much, is what you're saying?
Right.
Or do you mean they end up running from the culture and being in hiding in the woods?
What's the difference? There's no difference.
All interdimensionality, all portaling, all communication with other worlds is done through the cells?
we don't like your premise. It's okay, and the answer would be yes, but it's not always going to be yes. But from this perspective, it's got to be yes, because it's the only way you can know.
Yeah, because you said the cells are all we are. Now, is the image of the cell accurate? The proton, the neutron, the electron and the ion, the way we show it to ourselves in the Wikipedia, do you agree with that image?
Not completely, no.
Is the angel diagram a better description of what the cell processes are?
Yes.
If we do not limit ourselves to the cellular image, then we are portaling, moving from realm to realm, dimension to dimension, world to world, in a visual image that is not necessarily the cellular image. It would be a non-visual image, maybe soundscapes?
Potentially.
Ion, I'd like to differentiate the receptor lock and key theory of turning on cells, differentiate that from kind of the electromagnetic theory. I think the lock and key appealed to literate people, but now we know that the frequencies trigger. So if it's frequencies triggering, is it mostly the minerals getting into the cells and triggering electromagnetics?
That's interesting.
I would tend to think not entirely, because the frequency aspect, the vibrational, whatever, it tends to be instantaneous, whereas if the minerals had to move somewhere to do something, it would not be instantaneous, correct?
There is a lag time, yes.
So are there two different or several different systems working to trigger cell activity?
Multi-systems would be appropriate. Because even in a sociobiased or a synchronized sociopathic environment, it has to apply and begin and end somewhere. So therefore, it's going to connect, and you're going to have multi-systems to make that work, or it'll never completely cycle. If you go back to this to the cell conversation, you have a great conversation because you're only talking about a cell, and you start putting those all together. That's when all these other dynamics come into play. They start to look at a white knuckle flight for everybody.
Yeah, because when you've got hormones and neurotransmitters and minerals and everything else going on, it's got to be multiples.
Ian, when you say the matter of the heart is the heart of the matter, or the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, what is the importance there? If the heart, you have said, is just a mere function, shouldn't it be the hypothalamus of the matter is the matter of the hypothalamus?
Well, if that's what we were saying, we would.
So what are you referring to when you say the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart, or however you say it?
It's the conditional response of how you respond within a heart matter. That's how it applies to an emotion. Love is a force field, but you do have emotion that are channeled through what you call the heart chakra.
So the psychology of humans is anchored in the emotions of the heart when they're little men.
That's how you see them, yes.
Yeah, it's the best of the little man is his heart and how he gauges reality through the heart, right? That's the best of the little man.
Exactly.
So then the ascending person ends up like Thoreau, disappearing from the world of the emotion, going out and being by themselves in the woods. That's when you start to activate the hypothalamus, and that's what a lot of monks in Buddhism or Hinduism, they record these anomalies and strange hallucinations they have. That's the activating of the hypothalamus?
Yes.
And they eventually learn that they've been going through the cell. That's what the ascended Buddhist or Hindu or meditator or yogi realizes. It's cellular, not the hypothalamus. Is that correct to say that?
Basically.
And then when it gets cellular, that's when chromosome 14 is triggered. Right, Ion?
And that's when that conversation then applies. Now, we would say chromosome 14 has to do with every aspect of your body, but then that's from an ascended standpoint. But from a little man standpoint, we keep parse it down until you get to the cell. If you can't apply it to a cell, it's like a simple blood test. How are you going to check the bilirubin if you don't have a blood draw? You don't need every drop of blood from your body, but you do need a draw.
Yeah. So chromosome 14 in the ascended person is always activated, but there seems to be sequence to get to your hypothalamus and then to your cells, and then you start it.
How about Carolyn? I guess I'm saying right at that point.
No.
The chromosome 14 activates problems, too.
Yeah, exactly what I was going to say. So it is activated in little man as well. But are we saying it's activated for ascension at a certain point in little man where they can start turning those negative things off, Ion?
We don't think they're negative. We just think they're not understood by the little man.
Right. The little man takes the action of the chromosome 14 and relates it to the heart mechanism, the very thing that Christina does. They filter it through the heart and the emotions of culture. You like that statement, Ion?
Yeah,
the little man, all that he attributes to the values of the heart, as Christina lays out, and that she says it litter man lost, and hopefully we now, the little man, retrieves the heart values, that should be attributed to chromosome 14, but little man doesn't know that. Is chromosome 14 the interface between physical and non-physical?
The same way that Anne Cranny Francis talked about the significance of touch.
Right. I don't know her name, but she's a 20th century writer.
Do.
So, yeah, let's bring in touch. You define tactility as contrast. You say there's no tactility in the non-physical. Is there a tactile glimmer in the action of the chromosome 14, which is what Christina says tactility is one of the useful words in describing the interface of the heart between physical and non-physical? You know, granted, that's not the correct thing, but
Derek calls a point of being a feeling of one's presence in one's own life.
That's the first line, and I think his introduction in the book.
As opposed to a point of view. You have a shift from the visual to the perceptive to tactile.
So calling the little man as stuck with a point of view, and the more comprehensive view is the point of being, would you include the point of becoming within being? And wouldn't keep it static at the point of being phrase.
Well, now you're getting into perceptions and attitudes.
That's where it comes into. And those aren't connected to the heart or the function of the heart. What part of the body are those functions of tactile interplay of perceptions and perspective?
The part that divide or parse objectivity and subjectivity.
Is that the cortex? Does that?
Well, in transducive tactile sensation, it would.
That dichotomy does not go on in the hypothalamus, what you're saying.
That's correct. It either is or is not.
And what you're describing there, is that part of the autonomic systems? I assume not.
Correct.
That's because it's the layer of the cortex, we call, isn't it? The part that begins with L. What's the front part called, Carol? The lobule? Forget the phrase.
Lobe, frontal lobe.
The lobes.
Lobes, yeah.
Is that where this split action happens, in the lobes, Ion?
No, in the hypothalamus.
We just said it didn't go in the hypothalamus. I'm talking about the subjectivity.
It goes through
the hypothalamus.
That's long term. That'd be the back lobe, secondary lobe.
Oh, is that long term memory and short term memory?
Yes. Short term memory is in the frontal lobe, long term memory is in the back.
Carolyn, these lobes are in the front of the skull, right?
There's a bunch of lobes. different lobes. There's, like Ian said, the frontal, what, occipital, parietal, temporal.
That's lobe talk.
That's lobe talk.
That's interloping.
What about the role of the cortex? Isn't it a later development of the brain, usually?
No, it's just there's the cortex brain is just it's the outer layer. The cerebral cortex. So you've got the cerebral lobe, and the cortex of the cerebral lobe is divided into sections.
Is that created by mortar ion?
Words.
Oh, sure.
What did he just say? Did he say words?
Yes, he did. He said words. We're pretty sure of it. We think we heard it.
Yeah. Sorry if I'm talking about your third person.
Let me restate that. The cerebrum or cortex is the largest part of the human brain, and then that's divided into the lobes. Got it?
Yeah. So I'm talking about, I think one of the lobes deals with culture, with word overlay, what we call social mortar. That's where this split between subjectivity and objectivity eventually shows up, Ion, or even though it goes starts going through the hypothalamus first?
In terms of society, it is attitude, the weakest but most precise expression of one's deposition towards and disposition towards the world. It's the equivalent force.
And that happens in the cortex?
It can.
Does it happen in the hypothalamus?
It's triggered there.
Bob, let me read some of my chromosome 14 notes to see if we can drill down a bit on that. I start with, it's not the physical we are most interested in with RNA drops, it's the non-physical. So when the physical cuts off from non-physical, chromosome 14 is activated and creates a craving or addiction. The converse is that when physical and non-physical are united, chromosome 14 is activated to perfect our 144,000 double strands of DNA. Chromosome 14 is a place where the memory or the rememory of an actual cell can and does replicate and corrects any strata or anomaly that the messenger RNA confers up to and not past chromosome 14. Ion says, activate the deity in themselves. I say, is there something else on the medical level you can tell us? Ion says, understanding cellular biology and its applied interface with the non-physical. Everybody's talking about stem cell research, cellular biology, and all these new and high-minded things, which is no different than allowing cells to reproduce themselves in your own beingness.
Is that Ion or you?
Ion.
Yeah, that's classic Ion.
And then Ion, activating non-physical will have an effect on cellular biology. So there's it. There it is. There's your cells. Chromosome 14 on the cells. You want more?
No, let's just deal with that. Is that process he's describing in any of the autonomic systems?
It's in all of them.
And that includes the lymph nodes, the lymphates, and the lysine as major factors?
Well, lipid isn't lysine. Those are different kinds of things. But if all those connectors connect, then they would be connected. So they could be put in the same casket at the same time. So, yes.
So what do you come up with, Carol?
I guess we still don't know, the how-to of it all, because it's important.
Okay, take these three autonomic systems.
Uh-huh.
They have cells in them. They are the first of the fallen state moving into tridimensionality and starting to create a meat-sack prison, since non-physical will be instant and already happening, like the neutrino. To approximate that in a visualization with something that moves very fast, like the autonomic systems. So the autonomic systems precede the hypothalamus. Is that correct, Ion? In building the human 3D body image, which is a fallen condition.
See, we do it from the top side down, not the bottom side up. So we would see it a little bit different. We would go with perfect imperfection more than we would the other way.
What is a biological reflection of perfect imperfection?
Little man trying to tell you why they're not God.
So the words and the communication is the first fallen state from the cellular, even though the cellular is a limited image, but we're saying the cell is what we are, so that includes our God self. So when you start using words, you're interrupting the action of the cells. Is that correct?
And the
interloping.
Yep. We'd buy that for a dollar. Can't have dead space on the air, Bob. Aha, Bob got knocked out. This is great. Sing a song of sixpence. Yes. Hello? Earth Albert. Pickles? Pickles? Where's Pickles? Pickles!
Is everyone unmuted, or is it just me? I heard the unmute single.
Bob got shook out. He's very cross because he doesn't even know he's off. That's what's funny. We could do some riffraff, Dolce and Gabbana. What do y'all think? Or Roar. That'd be fun.
Roar is fun by Katy Perry.
Yeah. Did you get Perfect Imperfection?
Yes. And I looked up the lyrics.
Well, tell us those lyrics. We can really beat Bob's time and talk about what we want to talk about. Wouldn't that be fun?
So it's by Kevin Gates. I wear my emotions on my sleeve, you know what I'm saying? I've always been like that my whole life, man. If I fuck with you, I'm all the way out there. If I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing I don't fuck with you.
That's yummy.
Okay. Did you unmute Eliza? Ion?
We didn't
what?
Say. We didn't say we wanted
say,
to talk
yeah.
about perfect imperfection, and we were. God told God to take me, crying because I prayed won't bring it back to me. They say that my life is amazing. Funny, but the question was how I made it. The world would treat you.
Yeah, Carolyn, do you want to hear the lyrics of Perfect Imperfection, or should we go back to our topic and do the lyrics later?
No, let's just do the lyrics now or play the song.
No, I'm not playing the song. We already played it.
He really did play it. He really did. He did.
He did say it. Right. Here's what he said. I wear my emotions on my sleeve. You know what I'm saying? I've always been like that my whole life, man. If I fuck with you, I'm all the way out there. If I don't fuck with you, I don't mind you knowing I don't fuck with you. Breaking down a key of coke, I ain't never seen a boat. Kaza got circumcised, thinking I'm a need a load. Booby, he a shooter, hit the top of your medulla. That's your brain. Is that part of your brain? From a scooter with a Ruger, I don't think he even need a scope. Attending college been a goal that I'm after. Evaded doing life without parole, wearing shackles. I'm only fucking with what matters. A washed-up rapper talking trash doesn't matter. Front windshield of the car when it shatters. My nigga brains blown out land in my lap. Told God, take me. Everybody blamed me. Praying till I'm prayed out won't bring him back. They say my life is amazing. Funny being a question, kind of wonder how I made it. Forrest Gump, that's me, got something in common. The world treat you different when you make it. Then, we ain't booted off a Molly. We don't do shrooms. All we do is pass gas loud. Excuse who? Twin turbo, 911, make it vroom vroom. We in all black, my mechanic make the tool move. Say you sip lean. Yeah, I do too. I ain't trying to hit your cup, nigga. Do you? I'm Michael Jackson. I am reincarnated. I channel the spirit like Ali the Greatest, smoking some more marijuana. Am I medicated? Aerosmith jaded. You know, Ian's been quoting Aerosmith jaded throughout the night. I assume that's a song by Aerosmith. I don't know. Aerosmith jaded. She looked like Nala when she got on top of me. I gazed in her eyes and responded, can we go half on a baby? Can we go half on a baby? Broke another fingernail scratching up my back. Navel to the ceiling when I'm pushing on her pelvis. See my tattoo of Elvis when I'm tearing up her cat. Man, she tap. I'm a perfect imperfection. My craft has been perfected. I just need affection emotionally. I'm an introvert, but I come off as aggression. No one understands me, and everybody can't be slow. It's refreshing. Remember how Ian talked about people being slow, Carol? It's refreshing to find someone who thinks like me, so I can't be wrong. I'm a perfect imperfection, and I don't find interest in the radio. Sometime I get high. Watch the time pass by like away we go. Sometime I get high. Watch the time pass by like away we go. Is it okay to cry when you're dying inside? Seem like codeine is the one thing that helped take my mind from the lies. Point the flame in my brain with the full clip. Drake and Gates do his thing, he don't bullshit. Drake said Gates do his thing, he don't bullshit. Drake is a top rapper right now, Carol. I think he's Canadian. All you other niggers rap about is bullshit. Hit the studio on drugs when you get all in your feelings. The heart, getting into your heart. Look into your eyes, nigga. You ain't ever lived, but always talking because the dope nigga ever had heartache. Ever lost money, learned how to cook oil-based. Ever grind hard trying to pay for your lawyer? Get him paid off and you still go to jail. And that bitch that you love, don't pick up when you call her. Fucking with your nigga when you get out and you dog her. Going with your mood with a nigger, you don't argue. Came here to die in the game. I'm retarded. No, it's got a name. No, it's got a name. I ain't knowing what to call it. Mama, three-way, the call, chopping game. Me and 40, Freeman, I look up to you, nigga. What's that guy's name? Morgan Freeman? Maybe that's who he's referring to. Freeman, who seems to be into Ion a bit. Morgan Freeman, I look up to you, nigga, and I love you. What, Ion? Do?
Yes, he's always praise God in the movie.
I know you lost your parents, but with me you got a brother. Malachi and Chris and Trap. Cousin Lil Quick telling me he want to rap. Uptown Beezy. That'd be Lil B? Uptown Beezy and the White House administration. Get the paper, had to see Tyrese in the scrap. When his seatbelt strap make it hard to lean back. Sitting up straight in the car with the shades on. Young Seven with the Jensen now, my main man gone. I was doing time up in Rivers when he came home. Now I'm waiting on a nigger for the get out of line. No drive-by, we jump out and dump where you grind. Excuse me, I meant to say where you spend time. You too scared to hustle, you're just wasting time. I used to play nice with Khalil and Jack Eaton, and his brother, fuck with the ones who's against me. Stop making threats, because I swear I hate living. You say you don't like me well, shut up or kill me. That's a subgenius statement, almost. Shut up or kill me. You say you don't like me, well, shut up or kill me. Bitch, shut up or kill me. And it goes into the hook. I'm a perfect imperfection. So, Ion, that seems to summarize all the themes that we've discussed the past hour and a half or so on the realm of the heart as an emotional zone. And Ion sent me that song late yesterday, ready for today.
Yesterday.
So he knew what was coming.
Ready for yesterday. Yeah, because, see, and what you did is you took in the moniker and it just laid out what was already happening, but you'd have never dreamed or believed that you could have achieved these marks from that place.
Yeah, we wouldn't believe that all that we talked about technically Christina's quotes and your responses. We wouldn't believe it was in Kevin Gates' lyrics. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So, Carolyn, let's go back to the scientific talk. Let's leave Kevin Gates' territory. We know he's wrapped it all up. He's wrapping up the little man condition he was in, and he's defining properly how to ascend. Is that what he's doing in that song?
Pouring the syrup, yes.
So that's the word level we just left off at, Carolyn. That's the word covering up the cell. Those are word expressions by Kevin.
Yeah, but didn't we just leave off saying that the less words you say, the better? Because once you start saying words, do you get yourself in trouble, or you can do the opposite?
Well, you create when you say words.
So do ascended people just not talk? Because they've arrived and they don't want to mess it up?
They don't.
No, they know how to talk right.
No, they do. Oh Lord, we've broken Bob's diction. He ceased speaking well. Now we've learned Bob how to talk right.
Yeah, you were saying though, the ascended doesn't speak.
The ascended speaks, but doesn't have very much to say.
Ascended
all the time, and it's interesting because they mostly just poke and look at the little man and look at him.
What did he say, Carol?
Missed that. I was looking at something.
Yeah, check your echo there, Ion. You're getting a bit of bad resonance on your mic.
New echo. New echo. Old echo. Pouring the syrup. Yes.
Does the ascended person only speak to angels?
No, they mostly speak to other ascended ones.
Does it include a lot of mental gesture, what we call ESP?
No. Well, let's say this again. The ascended speak mostly to ascended humans.
I was looking for the phrase mental nonverbal gesture. Is that how they communicate, or do they actually use words?
No, they can't speak. They can do that as well, and they can just directing notions.
And then the next layer, after the word layer of the fallen process, is the speedy autonomic systems?
Okay.
See, that's how you create the 3D body count. Words, then the autonomic systems, and then I think they say that the fetus count starts with the heart.
Hmm.
You ever heard of that? That's the first organ made.
Could be true, yeah.
But there would be the autonomic systems before that, right? Wouldn't there be some kind of pathways made first?
Yeah.
From ascended to little man or little man to ascended?
Ascended, we're falling. So ascended to little man starts layering structures over itself, over the shell, the cell. You got the cell, then you've got the words, then you got the autonomic systems.
Pericardium is the first thing that divides.
Yeah, it says the blood and circulatory system powered by the heart together form the first organ system to develop.
So the little man up, the heart happens first, but the big man down, it happens last.
The autonomic systems come before the heart when you're going ascended down to little man, correct?
Yeah.
Where does the hypothalamus come in this sequence from ascended to little man?
It's a tiny little part. It's a flicker, a match tip, a trinket that is applied later in what you call creation.
Was that the little gap in we were discussing in the heart? You know, the peridial and the this and the that. That little electrical current or something in the gap in the pericardium in that structure with the sac and you know. Remember we were talking about the heart and the pericardium in that little interval place.
Yeah, the little membrane between them.
Is that what you just referred to, Ion?
I think you were talking about the hypothalamus.
Hypothalamus.
It's very tiny, so it's just going to be a little blip. But I'm
the hypothalamus is very tiny?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right, so that little blip is what happens before the heart is formed, going from ascendant to little man, or after the heart is formed? Or the pericardium part of the heart.
Formed from little man being born.
More notes on chromosome 14. You say when you cut yourself off from source, you activate the chromosome 14. So in this instance, is source something from the hypothalamus?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Hear that, Bob?
Yeah, but don't we say that the source energy seems to describe autonomic systems, that Ion speaks from the autonomic system level, biologically, the speed of the autonomic system? It's already done, you know, that kind of talk. Isn't that what you just approached, Carol, the autonomic system?
Ask Ion.
You ask him.
Okay, source being, you say, being from the hypothalamus, then is what's coming from the hypothalamus something to do with the autonomic nervous system?
It will respond.
It'll be the other way around. The autonomic systems are first, then the hypothalamus, Carol. So
it tells the hypothalamus what to do.
Okay, so but I'm thinking of source
the hypothalamus to respond.
Is the autonomic system made up of neutrinos?
Okay.
But we're talking about source. Source to me implies, quote, the first thing. So if it's then the source can't necessarily be the hypothalamus. It has to be the autonomic nervous system.
And before that is the words.
You didn't say it was. You said it goes through.
Yes, I did. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Carol, so the words come before the body.
Yeah.
So the cell speaks, Ion. The cell speaks. Not
always.
The mouse. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a good one, people.
So tell us what we found there, Georgie boy.
Well, you begin with the isness, the arness, and the wasness. The autonomic system is the wasness. The hypothalamus is the arness. The heart is the isness, going from ascended to little man. You like that, Ion?
It's all about the isness and the arnesses.
That's the hypothalamus and the heart, Carol, the interplay.
Right.
And the pericardium, I guess, is first.
So you can't really say that one is before the other. They're cyclical, correct?
Connected. The angles connect.
They're tactile.
Yeah.
Did you say angles?
The angles connect. Yes.
See, there's the angles. That's when you get to the tactile, interpenetrating, interplay, on-off rapidity. Could you say that tactility comes in the interplay between the hypothalamus and the pericardium, Ion?
Would.
You would say that, but you wouldn't. If you had to, you would say that. Okay, so back to chromosome 14, Karen. Where does that fit in? Is chromosome 14 before the word layer? Yes, it's in the cell. If we think of tactility as this interpenetrating, interplaying, back and forth, like an electron, here and then not here, is that what the chromosome 14 is in the cell? Quote, it's the tactile part of the cell, the switchboard?
The connecting part of the switchboard, okay.
Not the disconnecting. You know, tactility is connecting and not connecting, on, off, connecting, disconnecting. So you're not including disconnecting.
Right.
So I don't think that would be tactility, Carol, but it's close. close to it.
It applies tactily.
And that actually applies more to the ionic field, right?
It would.
The ionic field is the closest to the image of tactility, Carol.
Yeah.
So relate the chromosome 14 to the ionic field. Ask about that.
The electrons, protons, and neutrons are in an ionic field. So is it the ionic field that's picking up frequency and affecting the cells as if it were words?
No, words can be there. Yeah, right. What about?
Yeah, the words don't have to be there, Carol, but they can be. But you've got the ionic field. The chromosome 14 is made up of electrons and protons. Are chromosomes made up of electrons and protons, Carol?
Yeah, every cell is.
So the chromosomes are the layer past the basic structure of the cell. They're the first layer within the cellular world.
Well, they are cells. They're made up of cells.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So the chromosome 14 would be the interface between the chromosomes and the basic ionic fields and protons, electrons. Correct, Ion?
Close.
Okay, ask how you can make it closer, Carol.
So Bob, getting back to Bob was asking where the ionic field comes into play in the activation of chromosome 14. Could we have some words on that, please? Or is it nothing special? It's just the workings of a cell.
Well, no. It's going to apply, but it doesn't apply just yet from the word. Just say some words. So you've got to develop it just a little bit before you can connect it.
What did you want to know, Bud Bob?
Well, we can't use words to get to talk to this level.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. And that's the whole point. That's why we use the music many times, because it connects and it lasts longer, and it alive. Alive. It doesn't be lie. It alive. Puts you in position.
Allied? Align?
Yes.
What's the align?
Allied. Allied to align.
A-L-L-I-E-D.
Oh, yeah. So is music communicating frequency, amplitude, magnitude?
No, but you can take it. No. Don't make it a thing. You just hear it. And you can connect to it even if you don't like it. We like it when you don't like it, because then you listen to it or you run from it, but then it comes back. And it's just beautiful, because then the next thing you know, you adore it. Some of this rip, rap, crip, crap, bullshit stuff that we play, it's the most ridiculous stuff ever. But now it gets caught on, the next thing you know, you're singing it. So you say that you like it, but shut up or kill me.
So the cohering part, the connecting part, comes through sound first before visual models.
Tonal experience, you respond to that first.
Is that what string theory is trying to talk about, the tones in matter?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, but yeah.
Yeah, that's what they're going towards. See, they're dropping the visual, Carol. We moved out of that, and so they're trying to move into the acoustic space. For their visual metaphors. They're trying to fit their visual bias into the acoustic ground. Not going to work too well. So that's a special note to Mr. Brian Green. He does TV specials on string theory. So sound, Carolyn, is the... does that refer to a lot of the instructions in Chapter 23, Ion? When you go through the angel diagram, the tones?
Chapter 23.
The airs, yes.
The airs?
Yes, that's the tonal communication in the cell, or between cells. Do you agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I'm saying it in words. That's not going to meet it. So music, this show communicates better with music. What you're about, retrieving our power.
When you're trying to connect to something for people who can't hear and they can't listen, they got lying eyes, they've already decided they like it or don't like it. Some just come, some just like it rough, and they come for a good old rough, hard fuck. Some come because they want to get connected to connect to something bigger than they are, because their otherwise miserable lives won't allow them to have or be or do or anything other substantial than where they are right now. Then they bounce along, and all of a sudden this crazy non-physical comes into place and says, shake yourself and come into your place as God. And then you do, and the next thing you know, you feel better. You respond, you go, wait a second, I had no idea what those ridiculous idiot people were talking about, but I feel better. Now you come back where you are wishing not the spirit had left you. Then you come back and you find out what the love of God actually is. Then you come into the place where there is no more night. Then you come into a place where it starts to apply. It's pretty wonderful once you get there, you see.
I see that. Okay, Carolyn,
no.
What is chromosome 14 in musical terms?
Well, it has a ring and an arm, so there's something it can ring, so it's like a bell.
Is there a particular chord that is a chromosome 14? Does it go through notes? Is it fa, sol, la?
It's fa, sol, la. It's good.
Are there words to describe the tonal communication that the chromosome 14 is involved in?
You kind of set this up, Bob. You know how you did it?
Yeah.
It's in your inbox.
Do you want to hear? Oh.
In your inbox.
Well, when I handed the tablets to Moses, that started it.
There you go. Yeah, them shiny eye boys. You like this one, though. It actually explains the things.
Okay.
And it lays
so here we go. So we're going to go to a musical communication, Carol.
Okay.
Just for 4 minutes, 53 seconds.
Earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new. That day, gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternity. Never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen Lamb. The nations bow down to see. The only sound is the praises to Christ our King. Slowly the names from the book are more.
That song was called No More Night. And that's what I started when I handed the tablets to Moses, the No More Night process. It took 4,000 years.
You opened up the light and turned on the candle.
So what's the next? You got chromosome 14 is dealing with music.
Well, each organ, each tissue in the body has a frequency. I guess you could say each frequency can have a note. Right, Ion?
Yes.
That's the radionics view.
But you can't use words to describe frequencies.
Right, even though they're tonal.
So often people in their psychedelics, they get visions of the universe beginning with a musical dance. That's what they're seeing.
Yes.
Interplay of frequencies.
Sugar plums dancing in front of their head.
I'm sure there's a lot more, but do you want to draw this to a close and bring other people in?
Well, let's see if other people have questions.
Yes. And remember, RNA drops are magnetically charged themselves, that whole tuning fork metaphor.
What was it? The tuning fork with the magnet, the super sugar
and
the magnet.
As long as you don't have cats meowing at it, it's okay.
Cats meowing at it. That's the image on Zappa's Barking Pumpkin Records, the dog and the cat. Dog objecting to the cat's meow, I think. What were we just saying just before that?
It comes on 14. No, magnetically charged RNA drops.
Oh, yeah.
The super sugar
has carbon.
Fork.
A lot of carbon, so that's magnetism, right, Carol?
Yeah.
And then the tuning fork is the...
Chromosome 14, apparently.
Tuning fork. There it is, the tuning fork for what we're talking about here. Okay. Somebody want to say something right away?
I wanted to ask about a question I asked about the heart a few weeks ago. Ion, I asked, why was the heart separated from the body? And you said the heart is the matter of the heart, and that you can't contain it. So there's something about the heart that we can't contain. That's why it's separated from the body. Can you just tell us a little more on that?
Yeah. As a little man, you have to contain a perfect heart. See, it doesn't work in a little man. You don't die. While you're a little man, it's encapsulated, protected, but when you come back into your place of power. So that's why the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. That answers Bob's question about 3 hours ago, but it really didn't make any difference because we weren't going to answer him, but we will answer you.
Thanks.
Isn't that yummy? We think that she's yummy.
That's 2 hours ago. We started 2 hours ago.
So as a little man, you put your heart...
I may quibble with that. and the heart thing was about an hour ago.
Okay. So as a little man, you put your heart in a sack to protect it, to come back to it when you become ascended. Is that what you said, Ion?
Yes. It's like your pig. You put it in a poke. A pig and a poke. So your heart is in its back.
Wow.
And that's why it's separated from your
whole
body, because your heart won't have that. You know it won't have that. So it has to be protected. So if you don't descend any further, it's still protected. And if you reascend, it didn't get contaminated. How long can you live with an infection in the pericardial fluid of your heart, Dr. Dean?
Well, that's a pericarditis. That's very painful. Can squeeze the heart and make it stop.
Pretty cool.
So the layers of first the cell, and then the words, and then the autonomic system, and then the super hypothalamus, and then the heart. Not sure. I think the heart happens before the hypothalamus. And then the other parts of the body are all layers of protection by a paranoid little man cell. the dissension process is creating layers of protection. Correct, Ayam?
Yeah, from dissension or further dissension. Further dissension.
Yeah, they're going down into further dissension. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And when you're so powerful, you're able to separate yourself from your power. You don't know how far you'll go. You don't know the lengths that you'll go. It's kind of fun. People use their bodies. They abuse their bodies. They eat too much, drink too much, smoke too much, suck too much, blow too much, huff too much and do all those things that would kill you and take all these drugs to make you feel better that would kill you. It's great fun. Then you come along and you still live and you go, wow, this is great. And so you do.
What did the body look like before dissension?
The fibrous and the sinuous parts are one in an ascended man.
The fibrous and the what?
Fibrous.
Oh, the two parts? And the
descended.
No, there were two parts. Or is it just fibrous
sinuous.
Parts or one?
Sinuous.
Pericardium. The two parts of the pericardium, the inside outside, are one. In a city man, it's how you can tell.
Taking it musically, when we decided to descend, we adopted a paranoid sound, like maybe Zappa music. Zappa music helped us descend.
It certainly would get you in the mood.
Would?
So it's a musical direction that happens when you start to descend. There's no emotion involved. It's a musical dance. Is that the beginning of the process of descension? It has some kind of fearful vibe in it? Or a vibe that needs
sometimes
to be protected? The mosh pit?
Sometimes.
Life begins in a mosh pit, Carol. Acoustically.
And Carolyn, I also asked, how are the RNA drops affecting it? How are they affecting the heart? And Ayan said, it's increasing the atomic weight of the fluid of the pericardium. So the pericardium fluid was being charged by the RNA drops.
That's good. So relate that to what you know, Carolyn. Where does that fit in with the autonomic system?
Increasing the atomic weight of the fluid of the pericardium. Well, that sounds like it's giving it even more protection. Why do we need more protection if we're ascending?
No, the drops are protecting you because you're on a downward spiral.
Ion?
Not protecting.
I said ion. And does that balance it somehow from its increasingly fatal disease trajectory? Its suicidal trajectory, does that reverse it?
Is being a heavier state a more ascended state?
In that condition, yes.
Okay, so it's an aspect of more ascension. I can live with that.
Well, how about you're floating in disarray when you're ill? You forgot your power anchor.
So it's anchoring. It
starts to anchor you. You like those words, Ayam?
They're yummy.
Charging the fluid, does that become magnetic in any way?
Well, polar anyway.
Will the heart ever become a part of the body? Like without the pericardium?
No.
Does the heart change its form when we change our blood?
No.
So the ascended person doesn't have a heart or the 3D body structure. It's just a cell.
And you know it, yeah.
Now, they say that, who is it, Carol? The dolphins and the whales, they sing all day long?
Uh-huh.
Are they interacting? Are they examples of cellular communication on the tonal level?
Yes, very much so.
So they're an exaggeration of that one function, that one stage of ascension or descension. They are stuck in that point. They're a solid form illustrating that aspect of our own transformations.
Representations of it, but yeah.
That's what I mean. Animals are representations of non-physical phases of our evolution, de-evolution, transformation, mutation.
So Ion is my tinnitus part of my tone, my cellular communication tonality?
It's becoming that.
There's this whole thing about the Higgs boson and trying to always drill down and find the smallest particle. And it seems like no matter how far down you drill, there's always space in between objects or what we think is matter. So I was wondering, actually, if there's any such thing as non-physical. I mean physical.
Is there anything
there
physical?
There is physical. No.
He said, is there anything physical, Ion? What he meant.
Yes.
But it's not based on what we see. Physical would be based on sound?
Tonal.
So is the Higgs boson a particular tone or frequency or delusion?
No.
You said tone frequency. Do you include delusion? When you said do you include erroneous perception?
You have to include it, because it's there, whether you like it or not, or want it or not, it is, even though it's delusional. Deluded.
Words created it.
Allowed for it, yes. Made space for it, yes.
So what they think the Higgs boson is for, they call it the God particle, different things. What is it that we would say it is, and we already know it? Is that chromosome 14 they're looking for? Are they looking for the ionic field? What would be our term for the Higgs boson God particle?
The specific frequency.
Does that mean there's a specific frequency that is pretty close to a sense of a beginning?
Well, you said it right, with a sense of beginning, because there's no beginning, but it could
right.
circle you back up to the top of the chart.
Right, I have the tiny note. My chart's called the tiny note. That's a delusion of
yes,
a beginning
takes,
going somewhere.
And it takes Croker to make it work. It's very scary, isn't it?